It's Sunday, the 7th of September, 10:50 a.m. A long lie in bed, catching up from yesterday's early rise and car boot exploits. So I think we slept for about 11 hours, something like that. I'm still tired, but I'm not as zombie-like as I was when I first got out of bed. I thought, oh my, oh. Can't lie in bed all day. Lazy bones. Actually, sore bones. Well, part of the reason I awoke was that my back was a bit sore with lying. It's quite a nice morning, actually. It's grey. Seems to be getting a lot of grey nowadays. Well, that is until late afternoon. There seems to be a trend going that the weather really brightens up and lifts by late afternoon. As it did yesterday, turned into a beautiful evening. Well, late afternoon evening. But at the car boot, it was, although very dry, it was very overcast. So, Sunday already. Now, it is a complete week since we had done our last car boot at the Crossford in the Clyde Valley. 7 days ago, we'd be down there at this time. And it beggars belief how quickly, how fast time goes and how days go in. Weeks, months. My God, it's going to be the end of the year. Something going on with the coal tits this morning. They seem to be chasing each other round and round in circles, round out through the trees. I don't know what's going on. But I'm feeling good this morning, mentally feeling good. It's been a kind of, I was going to say a buzz, you know, a buzz of good feeling. Stuck for words, yeah. I wouldn't say it was a buzz, but it's been great. It's been great, feeling good. A cleansing, if you like. Mental physical, maybe? Or is it metaphysical? I don't know. Anyway, it seems that physically and mentally, the past week has been really good for me. And I'm still the same way this morning, although, albeit, pretty tired. But now, I'm just mesmerised, I'm sorry. I'm just mesmerised with these coal tits. I don't know what they're doing. Every day I look out now in this, my temporarily extended garden, I just wish I could buy that bit of land. And even my wife Mary said this morning, when she looked out the kitchen window, that really does look nice, doesn't it? Because the sun was out at that point, was shining right through the wee copsey trees. Really not copsey, it's a long, narrow strip. With loads of trees in there. Is that still a copse? I don't know. I always thought a copse was, you know, a regular circular planting. I don't know. Anyway, even she commented that it looked great and it would be nice to have it. Now, that's unusual for Mary to say things like that, because that usually gives me ideas. She doesn't like to give me ideas. That reminds me of that wonderful programme last the Summer Wine. There is no series where we had the Compo and Nora Batty, etc. And the usual sketch where the women are all together and they're talking about the men. And so one of them said something about men having ideas, and Nora chucked up immediately, "Oh, you don't want to be doing that. You don't want to be giving men ideas." And that's very true. Very true, actually. It is true. But you know, the strange thing is, with me, is ideas. It's ideas that keep me going. It's plans and thoughts and dreams and ideas that keep me going. I get an idea, I study whatever it is. I get pencil and paper and rulers out, and I draw and I sketch and a plan and a dream. And it doesn't matter what it's about. But I love doing that. And when I've got ideas and dreams and schemes, even though they never come to fruition, it keeps me going. So I need ideas. But I still agree with my wife that ideas are dangerous in men's heads. But never tell her I agree with her.